Hi, it's Marcus McCaughan here on Sunday afternoon. In the garden, in the shed. There's been a couple of posts recently, one today, about apple pie. Now, Dean Reed had apple pie in a pub the other day, there at the end of one of his walks. And this morning, I'm trying to remember who posted the picture. Oh yes, Richard Hubbock, who is Big Rick at All One Word, posted up that he was collecting apples to make apple pie. And so I joined in the conversation, as it were, with Phil Sorrell at Daylight Gambler. It's funny that that's about the third mention this week of apple pies. It got me thinking, because it is actually my favourite of all sweets, desserts, if you like. And it took me back to when I was a wee boy, and staying with my mum and dad half a mile west from here, and I attended the St. Mary's Primary School half a mile east of here and towards the town. So I haven't went very far, have I? But I remember that I used to, every Wednesday, my mum, that was her bacon day, and every day from that school that I can remember, I ran to school in the morning, and most days would run home at dinner time, as we called it, run back to school and run back at the end of the day. But Wednesdays was a special day, because I knew before I left that morning my mum would be baking, and I knew come dinner time I would run even harder to get home, knowing not only would I get something of her home baking, but she'd probably give me something to bring back to school and eat in the afternoon break. And then, at the end of the day, run home again, ultra fast, because I knew she'd have a spread. And you know, she did. She used to make apple pie, and she used to make the flaky apple pie, and the short crust apple pie, and with the dough, as it were, that was left, and the scraps, she would make wee individual ones for us. And she always put a smiley face on mine. That's before smiley faces became known here on the internet, etc., mobile phones. She actually used to make it with the pastry, a smile and two wee eyes. I can remember that. I remember it so well because I used to sound strange. I used to hate when I was forced to eat it. Not forced in that my mum forced me, but I really wanted to eat it. But it looked so great that I wanted to keep it, preserve it. But the thought of the flavours inside was just too good. So Wednesdays for me was a fantastic day. She made all sorts of things. It wasn't just apple pie, but that was my big favourite. And if we were lucky, she would have hot apple pie just out of the oven. We didn't have much in those days, I'll be perfectly honest, but she always managed to get some ice cream. I think actually she borrowed it, to be perfectly truthful, because I don't remember ever being sent to the shop to buy ice cream at that age. So she probably borrowed it from Meg next door, or Mrs. Allen across the road, or something like that. But if she had hot apple pie, it would be ice cream. It wouldn't be a massive dollop, but it would be enough to melt on top of that apple pie. Oh my goodness. The smell in the house was absolutely incredible, and all these dishes laid out on the table, and getting the back of your hand rattled severely by a big wooden spoon or something, because she caught you trying to steal a wee bit. Couldn't wait. Mouth-watering stuff. And I remember being at school and actually thinking thinking all about what was waiting at home if she'd made mincemeat pies or rhubarb crumble or something. My goodness me. So thanks, guys. Thanks for taking me down memory lane and my mum's home baking. And you know what they say, mum's always best, no matter what it was. Mum's soup, mum's dinners, mum's bacon was always the best. And so it was, actually. I just won't tell my wife that. Apple pie and cream, apple pie and ice cream. My goodness.